From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A 22-year-old Iranian protester has died in custody, according to two Iranian lawmakers. The details of the incident aren't immediately clear, but it's thought to be the first death of a protester in custody as a result of the current wave of protests that have swept the country. Iranian authorities have arrested more than 1,000 people in response to the demonstrations, which broke out nearly 2 weeks ago. At least 21 people have been killed in the unrest. The Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Monday all officials can be criticized, and protesters in Iran are upset about more than just economic issues. He also called for the lifting of bans on social media. Authorities did lift the Instagram ban on Sunday, but Telegram remained blocked. An Iranian oil tanker that caught fire after it collided with a Chinese cargo ship Saturday off China's east coast is at risk of exploding and sinking, according to Chinese state media. The tanker's crew of 30 Iranians and two Bangladeshis have been missing since the collision late Saturday, but news agencies are now reporting that one body was found on board Monday morning. The collision caused the tanker, carrying 136,000 metric tons of oil, to burst into flames. As many as 64 migrants are feared dead when rescuers found an overcrowded traffickers' boat sinking off the coast of Libya. The Italian Coast Guard rescued 86 of the nearly 150 people traveling on the boat through the Mediterranean on Sunday. 8 bodies, all women, have been recovered thus far. This is VOA News. There have been diverse reactions in Cameroon after the arrests in Nigeria of 9 separatist leaders who declared the independence of the English-speaking regions of the Central African state and gave it the name Ambazonia. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from southwest Cameroon.
Hundreds of children at the bilingual high school in Moliko have defied calls to stay at home and have returned to school for the start of the second term of Cameroon's school year. Among them is 16-year-old Glory Mbui, who says her father forced her to come to school in spite of threats from the armed separatists.
I'm afraid because they're having supporters that might continue the disorder in the country. I'm equally afraid because I'm armed to change soldiers that might equally continue the killing of people in the country.
The call for all children to stay at home was reiterated by the separatists after Ayuk Tabe Julius, the man they called the president of the independent state of Ambazonia, was arrested alongside 8 members of his interim government in Abuja, Nigeria, on Friday. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Boya, Cameroon.
A group of reporters in Myanmar on Monday asked the government for details about the arrest of 2 Reuters journalists last month. They argued that the case could affect the ability of journalists to do their jobs. The 2 reported for Reuters on the crisis in the western state of Rakhine, where an estimated 655,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled from a military crackdown. The 2 are due to appear in court on Wednesday. It will be their second appearance in court, and the prosecutors could request that charges be filed against them. Egypt is to hold its presidential elections between March 26th and 28th this year, according to the Election Commission. First-round results to be announced on April 2nd, a runoff election taking place April 24th through the 26th, if needed. And South Korea said it will announce Tuesday whether it will respect an agreement between the country's previous government and Japan that was reached aimed at resolving a feud over so-called comfort women being forced to work in Japan's wartime brothels. The South Korean President Moon Jae-in has said the deal, under which Japan apologized to victims and provided a near $9 million fund to help them, was seriously flawed. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.